So we are holding on Tzadik Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah a three-way machloikus about what the deal is about carrying between one roof and next. We had Reb Meir saying that the only way you can carry from one roof to the next of different people, if you didn't make an eruv between them, is only if the roofs are within 10 tfachim height one of another. If any roof is high, is more than 10 tfachim higher or lower than the next one, then you can't carry from one to the other. We said the reason was Reb Meir makes a gzeira because then if you had a similar kind of thing in Rishus Rabim, where you had something 10 tfachim tall and 4 by 4 wide in Rishus Rabim, and you put something on it, you'd be over on an Issur D'oraisa. So therefore, he makes a similar gzera, even when you're talking two Rishus Yachids, one next to another, or one within the other. We have the Chachamim saying that you can't carry from one roof to another at all. And we had Reb Shimon saying that you can carry from one roof to another as well as from a roof to a chotzer, from a roof to a karpif, etc. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, kishatimtza loymar, if you analyze the machloikas, then you come out with the following. L'divir Reb Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzman, Chatzeris Rishus La'atzman, Karpefis Rishus La'atzman. According to the mayor, all the roofs are considered one Rishus, so therefore he's saying you can carry something from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof, again, with the provision that we're talking about something that was on the roof at the beginning of Shabbos, that was on Reuven's roof at the beginning of Shabbos, and you can carry it on the Shimon's roof, but not if it was down in the house. So Reb Meir would say that all the roofs count as one Rishus. And he would also say Chatzeres Rishus La'atzman. All of the Chatzeres are separately considered a Rishus of their own, meaning, in other words, that, again, if let's say you had Reuven and Shimon, each had their own individual Chatzer, where there's only one house opening into it, but they didn't make a joint Eruv, so they don't have to make an individual Eruv, of course. They didn't make a joint Eruv. You'd still be allowed to bring something from Reuven's Chatzer that was in the Chatzer at the beginning of Shabbos into Shimon's Chatzer, and vice versa. Also, from a Chatzer Shal Rabim, L'Chatzer Shal Rabim, Rashi says, if you have Reuven and Shimon's Chatzer, and next to it, Levi and Yehuda's Chatzer, Reb Meir would allow you to take something from the first one into the second one, even though they didn't make a joint Eruv. And Karpefis, Rishus La'atzman, and the Karpefis count as a separate Rishus of their own. So again, even if you have each person, so you have Reuven and Shimon each have a Karpef, you'd be allowed to carry from one to the other. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you have a long Rashi over here, of where exactly Rabbi Yehuda is getting this from. So like this, Rabbi Meir says that all the roofs count as one Rishus. So that means he doesn't care about the fact that the roofs have different owners. He only cares with the houses is one thing, because the houses, as he said at the beginning of the parak, are tadir. You use them all the time, as opposed to the roofs you only use occasionally. So according to Reb Meir, there's no reason to say that there would be any difference between a roof or a chotzer or a karpif. All of those are not used as much as the house. However, since Reb Meir is saying that we have this gzeira mishum tel b'shus harabim, that if you have an embankment or a pillar or whatever in Rosh Hashanah, then you'd be chayav d'oraisa for putting on it, and therefore he doesn't want you to take something from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and put it onto another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is next to it, if they're 10 tfachim apart in difference. So therefore, obviously, he's going to say that you can't take from a roof to a chotzer because you got a difference of more than 10 tfachim over there. In other words, basically, Rashi says that Reb Meir would say it's one thing when you have things that all have the same name. They're all roofs, so therefore they're all considered the same thing. So you can take things from one roof to another. And the same thing, all Chatzeres have the same name. All Karpefes have the same name. He doesn't care about Shinui Bailin. What he cares about is Chiluk Tashmish and Shinui Shem. He cares about things that are used differently. Namely, a roof is used differently than a chotzer. A chotzer you use all the time as an extension of your house. On the other hand, you use it in partnership with your neighbors, generally. A roof is the other way around. You don't use it very often, but when you use it by itself. A karpif is kind of neither. You don't use it very often, and you use it all by yourself. So each one has it, and they have different names. They're called respectively. Karpif shaloi hukuf ledira, right. Otherwise, effectively, it's a chotzer, yeah. But when we talk about carrying from one karpif to another, we have to be talking about a karpif which is less than base tzaim. If it's more than base tzaim, Rashi goes on to point out, of course you can't carry from one karpif to another. You can't carry within the karpif itself more than 4 amos. So the bottom line is, Reb Meir doesn't care about shinui bailim when it comes to each of these things. What he cares about is shinui rishus, that it's a shinui shem rishus, that it's a different, it has a different name. This one is a roof versus this one is a chatzer, and that it's a different type of tashmish. It's a different type of usage. So that would be Rav Meir. L'divrei chachamim. Then when we analyze what the Chachamim are saying, they would say Gagas v'chatzeres rishus achas. They would say all roofs and all chatzeres are considered one rishus. So they say the other way around. They say that the roofs we can't allow you to carry from one to the other because the houses underneath them belong to different people. Reuven's house, Shimon's house. Therefore, they need an eruv. On the other hand, when it comes to a chotzer shol rabim, to a chotzer shol rabim, or from a house to a chotzer shol rabim, then he will allow it. Because, again, since a, they will say that, they will say at least you have, the roof is your own. The chotzer is something you only have a partnership with, because it's your chotzer together with your neighbors. But the chachamim say that will be fine. Because again, they wouldn't allow you to carry from the house to the chotzer, obviously, without an eruv. That's the whole point of an eruv chatzeris. But they will allow you to carry from the roof to the chotzer, because after all, they will agree the roof is not mamish like the house. So they will say that the roofs and the chatzeres are rishus achas, karpefes rishus achasein. On the other hand, the chachamim will say that the karpefes are considered a separate rishus. So according to them, you can take something from one karpef to another, again, as long as they're less than beis asayim, even if they belong to two people. They will not allow you to take, though, from a chotzer to a karpef, even if the chotzer and the karpef belong to the same person. Now, where do we get that from? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda learned that from his Rebbeim, that is what the Chachamim hold. And actually, we see it in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon goes on to say that all the roofs and chatzeres and karpefes are all one rishus, implying that the Rabbanan don't consider it all to be one rishus. So they say the roof and the chatzer is considered one category of rishus, and you can carry between one and the other, not from one roof to another, but between one roof and one chatzer, where the person has joint ownership over that chatzer, but not between a chatzer and a karpif, even if the same person owns both of them, because a karpif is very different than a chatzer. So according to the Chachamim, we're talking about, right? According to the Chachamim, Reuven cannot carry from his roof to Shimon's roof. But Reuven can carry from his roof to the chotzer that he shares with Shimon. But he can't carry from his roof to his own karpif, or from his chotzer to his own karpif. Yeah. Whereas again, according to the mayor, we said all roofs the Reuven can carry to Shimon's roof. On the other hand, Reuven cannot carry to the chotzer from and then Reb Shimon, we're going to say, L'divir Reb Shimon, kolon rishus achasein. According to Reb Shimon, all of these things are considered one big rishus. In other words, Rashi says, don't think when Reb Shimon says, echad gagas v'echad chatzeres v'echad karpefes, don't think he means, like we just said, according to the mayor, that the roofs are one category and the chatzeres are a separate category and the karpefes are a third category. No, what he means is that would be Reb Meir holds that. Reb Shimon considers them all to be one big rishus. Again, Rav Yehuda, the Amora, who's saying this, learned this from his Rebbeim, that this is the way the opinions in the Mishnah go. And also, again, we have a Braisa that we're going to show in a second that shows like what Rav Yehuda is saying, like his understanding of Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavaseh de Rav, Tanya Kavaseh de Rav Yehuda. We have a Braisa like Rav, namely going back to the Machloikas of Rav and Shmuel at the beginning of the Perek, when you have a bunch of roofs, one next to another, they're all within 10 tefachim height of one another, and they're attached together. We said, according to Rav, the Chachamim would say, the Chachamim of our Mishnah, who don't allow you to carry from one roof to another, would say not only you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, but you're not even allowed to carry more than four amos on your own roof, because your own roof is open to the next roof over, and we don't say good asik, as we said, because Rav says, even though on the fourth side, on three sides of your house, you have walls on which we can say good asik, because you look down from the roof and you can see the walls over there. We're talking about where the roof does not overhang the walls, but it meets them at a right angle. On the fourth side, the house is attached to the next house, like the duplexes you have here in Crown Heights, or like the row houses you have here in Crown Heights, or whatever, where underneath, between the one house and the next, there's a wall. But when you stand on the roof, there's no wall there. And Rav says you can't say good asik for that, where you can't even look down and see that there's a wall beneath you. So therefore, no good asik on that fourth side. Therefore, it's open to the next roof over, and therefore, it's like a karmelis, and you can only carry in it up to 4 amos. So we learn a brisa like, and then we have Shmuel disagreeing. So we have a brisa that says like Rav, and Tanya Kava says Rav Yehuda, and we also have a brisa like Rav Yehuda says, where he just said his understanding of the three opinions in our Mishnah, and in particular, this brisa is going to show us that his understanding of Rav Shimon is correct. That Rav Shimon says you can freely carry between all the roofs and all the houses. And all the Chatzeris and all the Karpathos, as long as a Keli was in one of them at the beginning of Shabbos. So, Tanya Kabasei de Rav, what's the Braisa that we learn like Rav? The Braisa says, Kol Gagas Eir Rishus Achasein, all roofs in the city are considered one Rishus, this is according to the mayor, but also Lahalos Lahodim Min HaGagin L'Chatzer or Min HaChatzer L'Gagin, you're not allowed, on the other hand, to bring up or to take down between the roofs and the Chatzer and between the Chatzer and the roofs, because again, Rav Meir says his gzera that then that's too similar to tail b'shus harabim, where then if you take something from the ground and put it on that tail, then you're going to be chayav daraisa. And he continues, v'kelim sheshav sebuchotzer. If you have a keli that started Shabbos in the chotzer, mutal atalflon b'chotzer, you're allowed to carry it. You're allowed to carry it throughout the chotzer, even if that chotzer did not make an eruv. So Reuven and Shimon have that chotzer jointly, and they didn't make an Eruv. Still, if you have a keli that was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, your mayor is saying you're allowed to carry it around the chotzer. And Rashi says, not only in that chotzer, but also to other chotzeres as well. Begagin mutu l'talklum begagin. If you have something on one of the roofs, you're allowed to carry it onto the other roofs. Again, this is all according to the mayor. Ovo vad shalayehe gag gavoya yudai namuch yud divir at mayor. Provided that one roof is not 10 tfachim higher or lower than the next roof, because then you have the tail b'shus harabim problem. Divir at meir, v'chachamim ha'imim, the chachamim say, kol echad v'echad reshus la'atzmai. No, every roof is considered a reshus of its own, and v'ein metauthlin v'ela b'dalad, and you can only carry on that roof within 4 amos, which is what Rav said, because we're talking about roofs that are attached together. We're talking about roofs that are attached together, and therefore, again, the one roof is open to the next roof, and therefore, no good. You can't carry in it more than 4 amos. We did say yesterday that Shmuel has a case where he says you can only carry up to 4 amos on the roof, namely, where you have, suppose it's an individual roof, which is more than base sasayim in size. So an individual building, which is more than, where the roof of it is more than 5,000 square amos, then also Shmuel is going to say, then Shmuel is going to say you can only carry in it within 4 amos. So that could also, according to that, that could also, the Shmuel could understand our Braisa in the same sense. But the Braisa is a better proof for Rav, where we see that because Bapashtus, which we're not talking about one roof that's larger than Beis Hasayim, we're talking about a bunch of roofs that are connected together, like Rav Meir says, you can carry from one to the other, and the Chachamim are saying you can't, and we're still saying that you can't carry within 4 amos in it. So that proves Rav's point. Tanya Kavasei de Rav Yehuda. We also have a braisa like what Rav Yehuda says. In particular, we said Rav Yehuda explained to us that Rav Shimon of the Mishnah holds that all the roofs and all the chatzeres and all the karpefes are considered one rishus. So we have a braisa like that understanding, because the braisa says, Omer Rebbe, kshoyinu loimnim Torah etzel Rav Shimon b'tekoya, when we used to learn Torah by Rav Shimon in Tekoya, there's at least two Tekoyas in Eretz Yisrael. There's one in the territory of Yehuda, and there's another one in the territory of Shevet Asher. So which one we're talking about over here, it's not so clear, but whatever it was, Rav Shimon had his yeshiva over there, and Rebbe was one of the Talmidim. So Hayunu Malin Shemen Ba'aluntis, so when we wanted to go and bathe in a spring outside the city on Shabbos. So it has to be that either it was a cold spring, and you're allowed technically to bathe in a cold spring on Shabbos, although, as we learned in Masechta the Shabbos, eventually later on, the minhag developed not to either. We go to the mikveh, that's different, but not to go and bathe even in cold water on Shabbos. Why don't we assume they were going to a mikveh? For one thing, because they're mentioning over here using oil, and if they were just going to the mikveh, they wouldn't have needed that. So Bapashtus, we're talking about... Maybe, but I don't know that... Bapashtus, it seems that not. So anyway, so... Besides, he uses the expression Hamayan Shonu Roichtin Boy, the spring that we would bathe in, implying that they're doing it for bathing more than for toveling on Shabbos. Practically speaking, as long as, you know, it's a Mayan Matayar B'chol Shahu, so as long as they go, as long as they put their entire body in it at one time, it has the effect of Tevilah, but they're not going there for that purpose. So either it was a cold spring and you were allowed technically to bathe in it on Shabbos, or it was a hot spring and we learned in Masechta Shabbos that you were allowed, that the Chachamim originally at one point wanted to ban bathing in hot springs also, like Chamei Tveria, but then they were matter it because it was Gzeirah Shein Rov Hatzibur Yecholim La'amid Bo. So these could have been the same thing. Anyway, whatever it is, Hoyunamalin Shemen Ba'aluntis Migaglagag, we would bring up oil and a towel from one roof to another, Umigaglachotzer, and from a roof to a chotzer, Umechotzelachotzer, and from one chotzer to another chotzer, Umechotzelachotzer, and then from there to a karpif, from a karpif to a karpifacher, and then to another karpif. The karpifs, again, Rashi stresses, have to be less than base asayim, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. Until we would reach the spring where we were bathing. So we see, now we're saying that they're Talmidim of Reb Shimon, so obviously they're following Reb Shimon's opinion in this, and we see that Reb Shimon allows them to carry freely between all the roofs and all the Chatzeres and all the Karpathos, even though they didn't make an Eruv between them. So we see that Reb Shimon, in fact, holds that that's allowed. Continues the Braisa, Amar of Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda mentions in this connection about carrying things between one roof and one chotzer and another. Ma'aseh b'shasas hakana. It happened once in a time of danger. We would bring up a Sefer Torah from a chotzer to a roof. The Sefer Torah had been in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. We would bring it up onto a roof, and then from the roof to another chotzer, and from the chotzer to the karpif, likrisboy, in order to lane on Shabbos. So we see, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying, there also you have a proof. It's one thing, okay, in Tekoya they were doing it fine. That's according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He's entitled to his opinion, the Chachamim disagree. But Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a proof that we should be allowed more generally, even not where Rabbi Shimon is the Rosh Hashiva. Amr Eloi, the other Chachamim answered him, En Shasa Sakona Raya. A time of danger is not really a proof. Because yes, they did that in a time of Sakona. That doesn't necessarily show that you could do it under normal circumstances. Now, the Magen Avraham actually points out an interesting point. Gilyon HaShas refers to it over here, that we know, for example, that if they don't have a Sefer Torah to lay in, you can't ask, or let's say, for example, you don't have a knife for Mila, then you can't ask a Goy to bring it in a way that would be also on Shabbos. So how is it that over here we're saying, according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to do it, but they're saying Ein Shas Asakana Raya, implying because it was a Shas Asakana, we're fine with it, but ordinarily we wouldn't be. The Shas Asakana over here was apparently that they had outlawed learning Torah, or learning Torah maybe more generally. But the point is, still, so what? It was a Shas Sakana. Why are the Chachamim allowing it in Shas Sakana? So the Magen Avraham just says, okay, when it comes to... Do it afterwards, please. Yeah. The Magen Avraham just says, okay, you know what? When it comes to Shavusim, you can't compare one to another. Sometimes we'll say that a certain Shavus will be Osir even in Shas Sakana. Sometimes we won't. You can't necessarily generalize from one to another. There are different discussions that the Mephoshim have about the situation over here. Maybe the point is, over here it wasn't just a one-time thing. It was going to be an ongoing thing that the Romans or whoever were going to prevent them week after week from laning. So therefore they figured they have no choice, and the Chachamim are going to allow it even b'shas ha'sakana, as opposed to a one-time thing. If let's say it was one particular Shabbos that they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to where it was supposed to be, not necessarily would the Chachamim agree that that's okay. But here, there's no other choice, and it's a Shas Sakana, and it's even, in fact, there's even the point. The same way as we say that in Shas Sakana, the same way as we say that in a Shas Shmad, we say that you have to be Moser Nefesh for any mitzvah, except for any mitzvah, even for shula, even to not change your shoelaces. Maybe in a time like that, is also you can be a little more flexible as far as such Gzeiros Dirabanan and be matter them in order to be able to do the mitzvah even b'Shas Sakana, even b'Shas Shmad. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer Echad Gagin B'chol. Reb Shimon says that the roofs and the Chatzeres and the Karpefes are all considered one Rishus, so you can carry things from one to another. So Omer Rav Halacha K'Reb Shimon. So the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, V'hu Shaloi Eruv. However, Rav says Reb Shimon is only talking about when the respective Chatzeres did not make an Eruv. So if Reuven and Shimon's Chatzer and Levi and Yehuda's Chatzer, if they didn't make an Eruv between them, and you want to carry something from one to another, then fine, you can do that, according to Reb Shimon. And then from the roof to the Chatzer, etc. No. Reb Shimon says from Chatzer to Chatzer as well. They didn't make an Eruv, a joint Eruv between the Chatzeres. Well, no, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for the, no, in other words, we're talking about that, we're talking, no, Rashi actually says, well, Hushalai Eruv means each Chatzar did not make their own individual Eruv. If they made their own individual Eruv, but they didn't make a joint Eruv between them, then Rav says, even according to Reb Shimon, there would be a problem. Aval Eruv Loi, he says, if they made an Eruv, if the one Chatzar made an Eruv, and the other one also made an Eruv, but they didn't make a joint Eruv, then you would not be able to take things from one Chatzar to another. Well, one second. So far, we're talking all within the Chatzar. You have, there was something in Reuven and Shimon's Chatzar at the beginning of Shabbos. We want, during Shabbos, to bring it to Levi and Yehuda's Chatzar. Rav is saying, according to Reb Shimon, only if neither Chatzar made themselves an Eruv, only then are you allowed to carry from one to the other. But if they made individual Eruvin, but not a joint Eruv, then you can't. Why? Because we have to make a gzera. Once Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv in their chatzar, now they're allowed to take out kalim from their houses to the chatzar. Now the problem is that you're going to have some kalim in the chatzar that were there at the beginning of Shabbos, and some that were not, that were inside the houses, and if you're allowed to carry the first type into the other chatzar, they might carry the other type, and that would be also. Therefore, we're going to make a gzera and say that not. Now, Avraham Moshe, you asked in a similar vein yesterday, wouldn't it be gzera? And again, Rav might, well, the Gemara is not saying over here, but Rav might say that we would consider it in effect all one big gzera. That this that we say, that you're not allowed to carry from one chatzar to another, we're making an exception if the chatzaras didn't make their own individual Eruvin, but if they made their own individual Eruvin, then the usual rule about not carrying from one chatzar to another will apply, even though this thing was in the chatzar at the beginning of Shabbos. Shmuel says it doesn't matter whether they made an Eruv, whether they did not make an Eruv, either way, they're allowed to carry things from one chatzar to another. We're not worried about this gzera that you might confuse the kalim that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos and the kalim that were not. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so also Rabbi Yochanan said, Mi lochshach, who whispered to you? Bein Eruv, bein uven shloi Eruv, whether they made an Eruv or whether not. Now, what do those words, mi lochshach, mean? Rashi actually takes them out, because they don't seem to make any sense. Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing with Shmuel, so what's the mi lochshach? What do you mean, who whispered to you that there should be a difference? He's saying there isn't a difference, just like Shmuel is saying there's not a difference. So Tosfos says that actually the fact is we do find various places, we find in Torah's Koinim, in Sifra, that we have this expression. So it is a real expression. So Tosfos says that a couple of possibilities. One is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, who says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? Maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Or that Rabbi Yochanan is referring back to Rav and saying, Rav, you're telling us that Rabbi Shimon holds this opinion, whether only if they didn't make an Eruv, but not if they did. Who whispered to you that distinction? Where do you get that idea that Rabbi Shimon would make that distinction? Then Tosfos brings another possibility, that the word is not milachshach, but rather one big word, milachshach, which means the one that was whispered. So Rabbi Yochanan milachshach, namely, the Gemara tells us in Yuma a story of how when the Gemara tells us a story, we know that if a woman is pregnant and on Yom Kippur she has a craving for food, the first thing you do, so what do you do if she doesn't eat? It could be a danger for the baby. The first thing you do is you whisper in her ear that it's Yom Kippur and see if that calms down her cravings. And if not, then you go and give her, then you go and give her whatever she needs. So the Gemara tells over there how one time there was a woman who this happened. She was pregnant. She had cravings. So Rebbe told them, go whisper in her ear. And sure enough, the cravings calmed down. So Rebbe said, we can see that the baby that she's carrying has the potential to grow up to be a great tzaddik, that even in the womb, he already realizes it's Yom Kippur and I can't eat. And sure enough, it ended up being Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, over here, the Gemara is calling him Rabbi Yochanan Malachshach because he was born, he became this great Talmid Chacham, this great tzaddik, as a result of this, or not as a result, but connected with this Lachash. Then you have the question, though, why of all places is the Gemara using that over here? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan has mentioned hundreds of places in Shas. There is a very, very interesting explanation from the Itur, one of the Rishonim. He says that the word Malachshach, he agrees the word is supposed to be Malachshach, one word, like Tosfos says, but he says it's meant to be a Rosh Tevis. Namely, for something that we have on the next line, Maskif La Chista Shnei Kalim. Yeah, the next thing is Maskif La Chista Yoimu Shnei Kalim. So the initials Maskif La Chista Shnei Kalim spells out Malachshach. So why would they have needed that? He says, because you have a very similar Gemara in Gittin, where it talks about a case of two women in one chotzer who received gittin, and we'll say that where you're saying over there, one of them is nisgarish right away, and the other one only later. And Reb Nosson asks a very similar question over there, that similar to over here, that you're going to have two kalim, you can easily confuse them, and there you're going to have two women, you can very easily confuse them. So the Masadre HaGemara says the Itur wanted to stress over here. Remember that it's not Reb Nosson asking the question over here like it is over there. It's Reb Chista, and therefore they put in the simon. But then later on, it got accidentally turned into the two words milachshach and moved a line earlier than it should be. Yeah. Okay. So those are the various possibilities. Anyway, so we have, so far we have like this. Rav saying the halacha is like Rav Shimon, but only if the chatzeris did not make eruvin of their own. Shmuel says the halacha is like Rav Shimon and it doesn't matter whether they made eruvin or not. And Rav Yochanan also says the same thing. Maskif Rav Chista l'Shmuel ul Rav Yechanan. So now Rav Chista says, I have a problem with Shmuel and Rav Yechanan's opinion. So you're telling me, in effect, that we don't care that there are some kalim in the chotzer that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, and others that were in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, and you're only allowed to carry one group to the other chotzer and not the other group. What do you mean? Yoimur shnei kalim b'chotzer achas zeh mutter zeh aser? What do you mean? Then you're going to have two kalim in the same chotzer. People are going to say that you're allowed to carry one and you're not going to carry the other. It's not going to make sense. People are going to they're either going to forget and carry the other one as well, or they're going to say, you know what, the whole thing makes no sense, and we can carry whatever we want. So why isn't Rav Shimon concerned about that, according to Shmuel and according to Rav Yechanan? The answer is Reb Shimon Latayne Delay Gaza. Reb Shimon would be going according to his own Svara that we find elsewhere, where he doesn't make such a Zeris. Ditznan, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, Amr Reb Shimon Lamaha Dover Doimer, we had the case over there where there were three people who were stuck outside the Tchum at the beginning of Shabbos. So we said there was a certain scenario over there where none of them was Kona Shvisa, and therefore each of them has only four Amos to walk in. But we said, suppose you have the two outer ones, you have Reuven and Shimon, who have no overlap between them, they're four Amos and, let's say, an Amma apart. Then you have Levi, who's next to them, part of his four Amos are within Reuven's, part of them are within Shimon's, and Reb Shimon says then that Levi will be allowed to have a picnic with Reuven in the part that they have jointly, and with Shimon in the part that they have jointly. And we're not concerned that Reuven and Shimon are going to carry things to each other's four amas. And Reb Shimon over there says, Amar Reb Shimon, Lamaha Davar Doimer, what is this like? L'sholosh chatzeres ha-psuchas zu-lazur u-psuchas l'shos ha-ramim. This is like three chatzeres that are each open one into another, and each of them is also open separately to Rishos ha-ramim. Because if they weren't open separately to Rishos ha-ramim, then, as we've learned before, then you'd have different dinim, because then you have the people in the inner chatzer walk through the outer chatzer, and they can answer them, depending whether they made an Erev or not. But here we're talking about that each one has their own entrance and exit to Rishos ha-ramim, and they also have entrances between them. So suppose we said the two outer ones made an Eruv with the inner one. So number one made an Erev with number two, which is in the middle. Number three also made an Erev with number two, but number one and number three did not make a joint Erev. So Rav Shimon had said, "Hi muteres imahen vehein muteres ima." We said the people of Chatzer number two in the middle are allowed to carry to each of the other Chatzer, to number one and number three, vehein muteres ima, and vice versa, the people from number one and number three are allowed to carry into that. But the outer two are also one to the other. You can't carry things from chaser number one to number three or vice versa. Now, actually, when we learned this before, we actually had a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos exactly what Reb Shimon would allow and what he wouldn't allow. Would he, in fact, allow that people from chaser number two are allowed to carry to number one and number three and vice versa, or maybe only in one direction, and et cetera, et cetera. We talked about it then, but the point is that Rav Shimon does allow a certain amount of carrying between these chaseros. V'loy gozer duma osila poki money to ha chaser la ha chaser. Now Rav Shimon therefore is not concerned that we might end up carrying things that were in chaser number one at the beginning of Shabbos and now are located in chaser number two, and you're going to end up carrying them into chaser number three, and that would be osir, because number one and number three didn't make an eruv. He's not worried about that. The same thing in our case over here. Reb Shimon is not concerned that you have some kalim that were inside the house and therefore you can't carry them to the other chatzer, and other kalim that were in the chatzer and you are allowed to carry them into the other chatzer, and you might confuse the two of them. Reb Shimon is not concerned about that you might confuse them. Okay. The Gemara says, Mosi Reb Sheshes. Reb Sheshes says, I have a contradiction to that, though. We said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon, Echad Gagas, Echad Chatzeres, the Echad Karpefes. Reb Shimon says, the roofs, the Chatzeres, and the Karpefes. Reshus Achasen, the Kalim Sheshav Subasechon. They're all one Reshus regarding the Kalim that started Shabbos in the beginning, at the beginning of Shabbos, were in one of these places, on the roof, or the Chatzer, or the Karpef. The Loyal Kalim Sheshav Subasechon Bayis, but not for the Kalim that were inside the house. Not the Kalim that were inside the house at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, we have to consider like this. But the question is going to be on Rav. Amit b'shlema de'ervu. If you say, like Shmuel and like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rav Shimon is allowing you to carry from one chatzer to another, even if the two chatzeres separately made Eruvin, okay, well, Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv in their chatzer. Well, that explains, therefore, we're saying that you're not allowed to carry things from the house into the chatzer, things that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry them into the chatzer. Okay, well, because you're allowed to carry them into the chatzer, but you're not allowed to carry them into the next chatzer, or the next roof, or whatever. Fine, that's easy to understand. You made an Eruv, Reuven and Shimon made an Eruv, therefore Reuven is allowed to take out things from his house on Shabbos into the chatzer that he shares with Shimon, and Reb Shimon wants him to realize that he can't now take that thing and carry it into Levi and Yehuda's chatzer where they didn't make a joint Eruv. But if you say, like Rav's understanding of Reb Shimon, that we're talking about where Reuven and Shimon never made an Eruv in their chotzer in the first place, then how would you ever have things of the house that are in the chotzer such that the Mishnah should have to tell us that Reb Shimon should have to be telling us that you're not allowed to take things from the house into the chotzer and then into the other chotzer? If according to Rav, Reb Shimon is only allowing to carry from one chotzer to another, only if neither chotzer made an eruv, then you're not carrying things from the house anyway. So what's there to talk about? The answer is hum moisiv lo v'hum afarich lo. Reb Sheshes asked the question. He also gave the answer b'kumsa v'sudra. You could be talking about, let's say, a hat or a scarf where you wore them derech malbush. You wore them in the house, then you walked out of the house into the chotzer carrying them, and you put them down in the chotzer. So that you would be allowed to do even if you didn't make an eruv, because you're allowed to wear them out into the chotzer. So then, now the question would be, are you allowed to carry it into the other chatzer? And the answer is, according to any understanding of Reb Shimon, because it was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. But in other words, most of the time you wouldn't have kalim of the house in the chatzer because you didn't make an eruv, so you have no business carrying from your house into the chatzer in the first place. Unless, of course, you're Mavato Rashus. But okay, the Gemara is not assuming that there's Bito Rashus involved over here. For that matter, we could have said we're talking about a house that has a chatzah that has only one house in it. But the Gemara wants to find the regular case where Rav Shimon, after all, is not specifying. So the Gemara wants to find a regular case. You have a chatzah with many residents in it, and there was no bittul reshus, no nothing, and we're still saying that there are kelim that were in the chatzah at the beginning of Shabbos that you're allowed to carry to the other chatzah versus kelim that were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos, which you're not allowed to carry in the other chatzah. So how would that be? According to Rav, could only be, well, obviously, again, it could be if a person was over and took something out, but again, we don't want to assume that. We can say he walked out of his house wearing a hat or a scarf or something, then he took it off in the chatzar, and then Rav Shimon is telling us, the fact is, you can't carry it to the other chatzar because it was in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. But according to Shmuel, it would be according to Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need that. You could be talking about any keli that was inside the house. You carried it out in the chatzah because Rav Shimon is allowing you to. Rav Shimon is not allowing you, rather, to carry it into the other chatzah, whether you made an eruv or not. And he's allowing you to carry from one chatzah to another, whether each chatzah made an eruv or not. So therefore, so you could have, very simple, you have a chair, let's say, that was inside your house at the beginning of Shabbos, that you took out to your chatzah. That, Rav Shimon is telling you, you can't, which if you made an eruv in the chatzah, you're allowed to. Rav Shimon is saying, nevertheless, you can't take it into the other chatzah. And then you have, on the other hand, a chair, which you had in your chatzah at the beginning of Shabbos. You made an eruv in your chatzah. The other people also made an eruv in their chatzah. They just didn't make a joint eruv. And Shmuel and Rav Yechon are saying Rav Shimon would allow you to carry that chair to the other chatzah. So the question was only on Rav, who says that Rav Shimon is only allowing it if there was no eruv in the chatzah, but we're saying the case is that you wore it out into the chatzah and took it off over there. You do have, by the way, a question. So what happens if you, so suppose you didn't make an eruv in that chatzar, would you be allowed to carry that hat or scarf around the rest of the chatzar? So in Shulchan Aruch it brings, that actually, yes, you would be allowed to, even though you didn't make an eruv in the chatzar. No, let me see. Actually, I may have that backwards. Never mind. Then I'll look it up later. But no, there is something in Shulchan Aruch about that question: would you be allowed to carry in that chatzar itself? Actually, I think the answer is since you brought it out into the chatzar beheter, because after all you wore it out into the chatzar, then you actually would be allowed to carry it around the rest of the chatzar as well, just not into the next chatzar over. I'm not quite sure about that though. It's in Simon Shinayin Beis. Yeah. Okay, we'll look it up afterwards. Okay. Toshma, come, let's bring another proof about this matter of, so we'll look at it at the end and then see what we find here. Toshma, again, to prove about Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon versus Shmuel and Rav Yechonon's. The Braisa says, we've quoted this Braisa before, Anshe Chotzer v'Anshe Mirpeses, the people who live down in the Chotzer, whose house is open directly into the Chotzer, and the people whose house is open into the Mirpeses, into the gallery over there, above ground level, 10 Tfachim or more above ground level. We said, again, the case was that Sheshachu v'le'eruv, they forgot and did not make a joint eruv, so they made separate eruvin, an eruv for the Mepesis and an eruv for the Chotzer, but they didn't make a joint eruv, which they could have, because there's stairs between the Mepesis and the Chotzer, and we said the fact that the Mepesis is more than 10 tefachim off the ground allows it to be considered separate chatzeros, so they don't have to make one big eruv. They could make separate eruvin if they want. So it has todas mechitza. On the other hand, we also said because there were stairs over there, it also has todas pesach. It can be considered an opening between them, and therefore they can make a joint eruv if they want. Those stairs are being used by the people of the merpesis to go up and down. So here the case is we're considering it as a mechitza. So now, in other words, again, the people of the chotzer made their own eruv. The people of the merpesis made their own eruv. They just didn't make a joint eruv. And so we learned. So we said before, Braisa, kol shegavoya yud tfachim, anything that is 10 tfachim tall that's standing in the chotzer, for example, a pillar or a pile of dirt or whatever, lemirpet. Or we said over there, for example, we had an example over there of a well with a lip around it. Limirpeses, and it belongs to the Mirpeses, meaning that the people of the Mirpeses are allowed to use it on Shabbos, the people of the Chatzar are not, because we discussed before, we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about this as well, but we had that the case is that it's on the same level as the Mirpeses, or at least within 10 tefachim of the Mirpeses, so therefore it's considered like a Pesach to them. We said it's also within 4 tefachim of the Mirpeses, so it's considered like a Pesach to them. Relative to the people of the Chotzer, it's considered Bizrika, because they would have to throw something in order to get it on top of there. So therefore we said, therefore we assign it to the Mirpeses, because it's easier for them to use. Pachas mikan lachotzer. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then it belongs to the chotzer. And we actually said over there that we said it means that it belongs both to the mirpeses and the chotzer, according to Rab's understanding. And therefore, it was actually also for both of them to use, because what we had is the people of the mirpeses now have to use it by lowering things onto it, because more than 10 tefachim below their level. The people of the chotzer have to use it by throwing things, because more than 10 tefachim off the ground to them. And the result is it's also for both of them. Anyway, continues the Braisa. Bamed Dvorim Amurim. When is this talking about? Shehayu Elu Shel Rabim VeElu Shel Rabim. Suppose that the Mirpeses and the Chotzer each belong to multiple people. You had many people whose house, two or more people whose house is open into the Chotzer, two or more people whose house is open to the Mirpeses. VeElu Elu LaAtzman VeElu LaAtzman. And they each made their separate Eru, so they can carry in the Chotzer and in the Mirpeses respectively. Or the Chotzer and the Mirpeses each belong to a Yachid, where then they don't need to each make an Eruv in their place. Aval Hoyu Shel Rabim, but, continues the Braisa, if the Chotzer and the Mirpeses each belong to Rabim, the Shachu V'lo Eruv, and they forgot and did not make an Eruv of their own at all. So now the result is that people are not able to carry things from their houses into the chotzer, and people by the same token are not allowed to carry things from their houses on the second floor onto the mirpeses, because they didn't make an eruv. So then, gag v'chotzer v'achsadra u'mirpeses, kulan rosh hasachasein. Then we say the roof and the chotzer and the achsadra and the mirpeses are all considered one rishus. For kelim that were in them at the beginning of Shabbos. Now it seems this braisa would be according to Reb Shimon. So therefore, so you see that Reb Shimon, so we say that Reb Shimon is saying that if, that they're allowed to carry things between, if they didn't make an Eruv, but they're not allowed to carry things between them if they did make each their own separate Eruvin. So that would be like Rav. That would be like Rav, that Reb Shimon makes that distinction. According to Shmuel and Reb Yechanan, there's no difference between whether the Chatzeris made an Eruv or not, then the Braisa wouldn't fit. The answer, and the Braisa continues, the answer is, Homani Rabbonani. The answer is, you're wrong. This Braisa is not according to Reb Shimon, and then you're going to ask from it on Shmuel and Reb Yechanan's understanding of Reb Shimon. This Braisa actually goes according to the Chachamim. Now, the Chachamim do agree, as we said before, that the roofs and the Chatzeres are all considered one Rishus. They don't allow you to carry from one roof to another, or from one Chatzer to another, but they do allow you to carry from the roof to the Chatzer. Now, we said on Amud Aleph, we have the case of the three chatzeres that open into the other. Reb Shimon said that the people from the middle chatzer are able to carry back and forth with the people of the outer chatzer, of each of the outer chatzeres and vice versa. Just the outer chatzeres can't carry, number one and number three can't carry to each other. The Chachamim, we said, disagreed with that, because they do make the gzera, that if you're allowed to carry from number two to number three, then you might also carry things that were from number one to number three, and so forth. So therefore, so the Chachamim do make such gzeiros. So the Chachamim over here, so fuck out. Where they made an Eruv, so where they made an Eruv, where the Mirpeses and the Chotzer made each their separate Eruv, that's the equivalent of two Chatzeres that are open one to another. But they didn't make a joint Eruv. And the Chachamim are not going to allow you to carry things from one to the other, because they're going to say, what's going to happen? You're going to have some things in the Chotzer that were there at the beginning of Shabbos. Some things that were in the chotzer that were not there at the beginning of Shabbos were inside the houses. You're going to be carrying things to the mirpeses. You're going to end up carrying things that were in the houses to the mirpeses, and that's no good. And because of that, we're not going to allow you to carry things that were in the chotzer to the mirpeses either. So fine, this braisa goes according to the Chachamim. So the distinction, whether they made separate Eruvin or whether they didn't make any separate Eruvin or not, would be according to the Chachamim, not according to Reb Shimon. So no proof one way or the other about Reb Shimon's opinion. Okay. The Gemara says, Toshma, let's try to bring another proof. We learned before, Chomesh Chatzeres HaPsuchas Zu L'Zu HaPsuchas L'Mavoi. If you have five Chatzeres, or however many, five is just in some indefinite number, that are open one into another, and they're all open to a common Mavoi, So v'shachu kulam v'loy eruv, all of them forgot and did not make an eruv. The pashtus forgot and did not make an eruv means it sounds like they didn't make any eruvin at all, not within each chotzer and not between themselves. Yeah. Also lahachnes lahoyti mechotzer lavan umlamavu yomena mavi lachotzer. So they're not allowed to carry anything from between the chotzer and the mavi. But the kalim sheshavse b'chotzer mutal lataltlan mechotzer. Any kalim that were in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry them around the chotzer. Over mavi osur. In the mavi it would be osur, which sounds like it means that even if something was in the mavi at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to. If it was left in the mavi at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it around the mavi. Rav Shimon Matir. Now Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So here we clearly have Rav Shimon's opinion, and it sounds like Rav Shimon is saying you're allowed to take things from the chotzer, things that were in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, that you'd be allowed to take them into the mavui. Shahoyer Rav Shimon Oimer, because Rav Shimon used to say, "Kol zman shehen shor rabim." Anytime you have things that belong to the rabim. Meaning, it sounds like we mean the chotzer belongs to rabim, the mavui belongs to rabim. So when it belongs to rabim, and therefore you're not going to have kalim from inside the houses in them, because nobody's going to be allowed to carry from their houses into the chotzer or into the mavui. V'shachu v'le'eru, and they forgot and did not make an eruv. Gag v'chotzer v'achsadrim v'pesis v'karpo for mavui kolon v'shos achasein. Then all six of these kinds of things, which none of them are used for ongoing, none of them are used for todir and miyuchad, as Rashi said at the beginning of the perek. Some of them are todir, like a chotzer, but not miyuchad. Some of them are miyuchad, they're unique to you, like a roof, but not todir. Some of them are neither, but whatever. All six of those things, kolon v'shos achasein, they're all considered one reshus. So let's consider time of delayu. So we're saying, why does Rav Shimon say that's mutter? Only because nobody made an eruv. Ha eruv loy, implying that if they did make an eruv, then they wouldn't be allowed to carry between the chatzeres. Let's say they each made an individual eruv in their chatzer, but they didn't. So now they're allowed to carry from their individual houses into the chatzer. So now Rav Shimon, it sounds like he's saying, would not allow them to carry from the chatzer into the mavos. Which is what Rav's understanding of things. That doesn't work according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. The answer is loy. No, that's not the actual meaning of the Braisa. My loy eruv, what does it mean loy eruv? It doesn't mean they didn't make an eruv at all. It means loy eruv chatzeres bahadi hadodi. Means that the chatzeres did not make a joint eruv between them. Between them. Ha chotzer batim eruv. But they did make an eruv within each chotzer by itself. So therefore, so when Rav Shimon is using the expression kol zman shein shor rabim, we thought that kol zman shein shor rabim is meant to be a reason for heter because it belongs to rabim and therefore nobody's allowed to carry out anything out to there from their houses on Shabbos. Therefore, we can allow you to carry from there to the mavri. Now we're saying the other way around. Even though it belongs to rabim, even though each chotzer made its own eruv, and people are carrying things from the house to the chotzer, so you would think that maybe they might get careless and then start carrying it into the other chotzer, into the mavui. Nevertheless, he's saying kol zman shein shor rabim, we're still not worried about that, and we're going to allow it. So whole chotzer batim eruv. So the chotzer and the houses each made their own individual eruv. They just didn't make a joint eruv. So the question is, v'holai eruv katoni. What do you mean? The Braisa says they didn't make an eruv, implying they didn't make an eruv at all. The answer is, ma'ala eruv lo nishtatvu. Sometimes we use the word eruv more loosely for a shittur, from a vayas, which, as we learned before, is what allows you to carry from the chotzer into the mavui. So that's the situation over here. They made an individual eruv chatzeres. They forgot to make the shittur from a vayas. They forgot to make the shittur from a vayas. So in other words, it doesn't really matter whether they made an eruv in the individual chatzeres or not. Again, we could say Shmuel and Rav Yechanan understand Rav Shimon to be saying that it doesn't matter whether they made individual eruvin. The loy eruv of this braisa means that they didn't make a shittur from a vayas. So therefore, so Rav Shimon is saying that you're allowed to carry things from the chatzeres to the mavui regardless. You didn't make a shittur mavoyis. All that prevents you from doing is taking things from the houses through the chatzeres into the mavui and then into another chatzer. But to go from something that was in the chatzer at the beginning of Shabbos and bring it into the mavui, that Rav Shimon is going to allow you whether they made individual eruv chatzeres or not. So as long as they made, so according to Reb Shimon, the only so like this. So if they didn't make any individual Eruv, then Reb Shimon is not allowing. Then of course, not just Reb Shimon, nobody would allow them to carry between their houses and the chotzer. So that's how an Eruv has to. You need an Eruv for that purpose. However, things in the chotzer itself, you'll be able to carry in the chotzer and between the chatzeres. So Reb Shimon will allow that. Both, everybody, Rav and Shmuel and Reb Yochanan will all allow that if the chatzeres didn't make an Eruv. The point is, we had the Braisa making a distinction whether they made an Eruv or not, which that distinction would only be valid according to Rav. Now we're saying that no, we're talking about that the Braisa is saying we're not addressing the question whether they made an Eruv within the individual chatzer or not. According to Shmuel and according to Reb Yochanan's understanding of Reb Shimon, it doesn't matter whether they did that or not. What we're saying is the point by when we say loy erbu means they didn't make a shit of mavoyas, which would have allowed them to carry things from the houses through the chatzeres into the mavoy, or from the houses directly to the mavoy, if any of the houses happen to open directly onto the mavoy. But now, now they can't do that. But either way, they're still allowed to carry things between the chatzeres and between one chatzer and another, and between each chatzer and the mavoy. Based on no Eruv, just based on the, doesn't matter whether there was an Eruv or not. Just the fact, because these things were in the Chotzer or in the Mavri at the beginning of Shabbos. Yeah. The Iboyesema, another way we can understand this Braisa, Reb Shimon's opinion in the Braisa, we could say that maybe we are actually making a distinction between whether they made an Eruv in the individual Chatzeris or not. But it still doesn't prove Rav's point, because we could say Reb Shimon the Divrei Rabbanan Kamalahu, because maybe Reb Shimon would be saying according to the Chachamim, he'd be saying Lidi D, as far as I'm concerned, like Shmuel and Reb Yechanan say Loishna Eruv Veloishna Lo Eruv. Doesn't matter whether they made an Eruv Chatzeres in the individual Chatzeres or not. Either way, anything that's in the Chatzer they're allowed to carry to any other Chatzer or to the Mavri. Ela Lidi Dchu, but according to you. That you say that you can't carry from one chotzer to another, just like you say you can't carry from one roof to another, because you care about the different ownerships of them. So oydu li mihas, shouldn't you at least agree to me that if they didn't make an eruv, that it should all be considered one big rishus, because then there's no kalim being carried out from the houses into the chatzeres, and therefore there's no reason to be concerned that you might confuse things that were in the house and things that were in the chotzer. But Amr Rabbanan Loi Shtei Rishuyas, and the Chacham say no, we still hold it's two Rishuyas. Our concern is that the one Chatzah belongs to one group and the other Chatzah belongs to the other group, and they didn't make an Eruv. We care about who the ownership is, and therefore we say you can't carry to another from one to another whether you made an Eruv or whether or not. So the Braisa is not when Reb Shimon says when Reb Shimon says this thing, Kolzman Shein Shal Rabim, is not his own opinion. He's arguing what the Chachamim should hold, and they're answering him, no, we don't hold that way. Okay. Amar Rav of Mavui Osir. Now we continue. The Braisa had said that in the Mavui it would be Osir. In this case, where they didn't make the Eruv, or as we said, they didn't make the Shituv. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Le Reb Zera. Can we say, therefore, that this Braisa supports what Reb Zera, Amar Rav? Can we say that this Braisa supports what Reb Zera says in the name of Rav? The Amar Reb Zera Amar Rav, Mavui Shalenishtat for Boy Ein Metalpan by Ella Bedal Amas. He says that a Mavui where they didn't make a Shituf, you can only carry in it up to four Amas. That seems to be what the Braisa is saying over here, that you have something that was in the Mavui at the beginning of Shabbos, and they didn't make a Shituf, you can't carry. You can't carry in it. The answer is Ema Vlam Mavui Yasser. Not necessarily. We could correct the wording of the. And the reason why we have a problem with that is. The reason why we have a problem with that is because actually we had, first of all, Tosfos points out that Rav himself holds the halacha as like Reb Shimon. So what are we saying? We're saying over here that if they, In Masechta Shabbos, we had a case about carrying in a mavoi where they had to make a mila at one end of a mavoi, and they didn't have a knife, and they brought it from the other end of the mavoi, and we talked about over there that the knife was at one end of the mavoi, it was in the mavoi at the beginning of Shabbos. So we said they were able to carry it, but we're saying over here that you can only carry four amas. And no, it wasn't that carried pachas midal amas. No, correct the wording of the Braisa. It's not saying in the Mavui, it's saying to the Mavui. You're not allowed to take things out from the Chatzah to the Mavui. So the question is, Hainu Reisha. So the question is, Hainu Reisha. In that case, wouldn't that be exactly the same as we said in the Reisha, that you're not allowed to carry things from the Chatzar to the Mavri? The answer is Mishnah Yisera, it's Durichalei. The Braisa had to repeat it. The Braisa had to say an extra phrase, Mau de Tema, because otherwise you would have thought, Ki Tligi Rabbanon Alei de Rab Shimon, when are the Chachamim disagreeing with Rab Shimon, Hani Mili Hecha de Eruv? Only when they made an Eruv. Aval Hecha de Loi Eruv, but you would think that maybe where they didn't make an Eruv, maybe they would be Mau de Tema, as we just said, a second possibility of how to understand the Braisa, that Rav Shimon himself argued to the Chachamim that they should make that distinction. So when we said in the Braisa, when we said in the Reisha of the Braisa, Uva Mavoi Osir was according to the Chachamim. Oh, that was part of Tosfos' question, is that Rav is saying the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, so why are we using this, what are we saying that now Rav is saying all of a sudden that we're going to use this as a proof to Rav, if Rav himself holds the Halacha is like Rav Shimon, not like the Chachamim anyway. So that's one of Tosfos' questions. So Tosfos says that actually the point is that maybe from Rav Shimon's opinion, which Rav holds the halacha, from the Rabbanon's opinion, that Rav holds the halacha is like Rav Shimon, from their opinion though, we can deduce something about what Rav Shimon would say. In the case where something was in the Mavui at the beginning of Shabbos, and they didn't make a shidduch. If Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon again is if they made an eruv in the chotzer, then they're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to the next, and they're also not allowed to carry more than four amos in the Mavui. Because again, you have the problem that you have kalim that were in the house that might be confused with kalim that were in the chotzer. Plus, also the mavui is even worse because the mavui is almost like a karmelis; it really only has three walls. So, therefore, a similar way we could say the chachamim would say whether they made an eruv or not, they would say that you can't carry more than four amos in the mavui. The point being, in other words, that again, if that's what the braisa means, then. So if the braisa was at face value that you're not allowed to carry in the mavui more than four amos, then it would support Rav Shimon. Then it would support Rav's understanding of Rav Shimon and of the Chachamim. But we're saying not necessarily, because the braisa might be saying v'lam mavui, and that you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer to the mavui. And the reason we need to stress that is again because we just said Rav Shimon argued to the Chachamim that maybe they should make a distinction between whether you made an eruv chatzeres or whether you didn't, regarding carrying from one chotzer to another, or regarding carrying from one mavui to another, and by the same token within the mavui itself. So maybe Rav Shimon is right, and the Chachamim would make that distinction. Kamash Malan. Therefore, the Braisa stresses to us with the word uvam mavui, or we corrected it for lam mavui also, that no, they would say regardless whether an eruv was made or whether an eruv was not made, you can never carry more than four amos in the mavui unless you made a shittuf mavoyis. So that would be the point of the braisa stressing that. So it doesn't necessarily prove that Rav's point that if you didn't make a shittuf, you can only carry more than four amos. Maybe Rav Shimon, who Rav says the halacha is like Rav Shimon, maybe Rav Shimon would allow it. The chachamim, the chachamim are just saying in the braisa, you can't carry things from the chotzer to the mavui. But maybe even they would say, or at least Rav Shimon would say, that you could carry in the mavui itself, something that was in the mavui at the beginning of Shabbos, more than four amos in it. So let's say the knife of the miller, then if it was at one end of the mavui, then you could bring it to the other end of the mavui without having to take it less than four amos at a time. But to go from the mavui into the chatzer, where they didn't make a shittuf mavoyis, the chachamim wouldn't allow it, right? And according to Rav, if the chatzeris made an eruv and they didn't make a shittuf, then also you wouldn't be able to, because according to him, then you have the problem that you have things in the chatzer that were from the houses and things in the chatzer that were from the chatzer, and then you're going to get them mixed up, yeah. Okay. To be continued tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Yeah.